Welcome into the Rams studio connected by AT&T. I'm Danny Kloeffinger, joined by Miles Simmons, and this is Rams Mailbag. You've been tweeting us what you want to know, all of your questions, and now we're going to answer some of those right here, right now. Let's jump into this, Miles. Let's start with Joe's tweet. His handle is at Grisanti30. What do y'all think of the staff McVay has assembled?
I think it's pretty impressive, Danny and Joe. You know, I think this is a good staff. I think McVay has hired some really, really quality folks. You look at just the coordinators. You know, you've got LaFleur, you've got Phillips, you've got Fossil. I'm not sure that he could have done much better from a coordinator standpoint.
I think when you think of McVay and you wonder, does he lack experience just because of his age or whatever questions you might have when it comes to McVay, he answers all of those with this staff. Eight of them have over 10 years of experience in the NFL. That a handful of them have played in the Super Bowl, even won the Super Bowl. So, you know, he's surrounding himself with veteran minds. He's energetic himself. I'm super excited for this staff. I'm really excited about it. Thanks for your question. Next, we've got at LA underscore Bry Guy. Is Goff already communicating and or working with the new staff?
Well, there's only so much you can do, and that's dictated by the CBA. It's collective bargaining agreement. Agreed to it back in 2009, and so at this point, yes, Goff and McVay have met. We heard that story, you know, in the hiring process. McVay got to meet with Goff. They watched some films. So that's about the extent to what they can communicate with right now. You can't give them a playbook. You can't watch film with them anymore and break that down and talk about plays and all that. But they can, you know, say hello, how you doing, and have a couple friendly conversations. But there's not much more you can do right now.
Well, talking a little bit about plays, that's going to jump in to our next question from Gonzo at T Gonzalez 10. With Coach McVay being the one calling the plays, what will likely the response be of our new OC?
Yeah, I think this is a good question because a lot of times what people think about, oh, the offensive coordinator, well, he's only the guy that's calling the plays. Well, aside from that, what does he do? Well, there's a lot that goes on in terms of teaching the offense, making sure that the plan is being implemented over the practice week. If you think about it, even though McVay is going to be calling the plays, there are a lot of responsibilities that a head coach has during the week. So what does that mean for the offensive coordinator? Well, it means you're making sure that in the meeting room, you're conveying everything that needs to be conveyed to the players. You're helping install that game plan so that when the game comes on Sunday, all McVay's got to do is call those plays and everything else has already been taken care of.
Well, let's move on to the next one. At Colin Coe 65, could the Rams dangle Mannion as a draft pick bait? Miles, I got to ask you though, I mean, isn't he pretty decent backup for Goff?
Yes, he's a really good backup for Goff, probably. I mean, he's going to be in his third year, and this is kind of going to be the time for Sean Mannion to be the backup quarterback, I think, for the Los Angeles Rams. You have to think about it this way. If the Rams were to trade Sean Mannion, then who would the backup quarterback be behind Jared Goff? And really, right now, there's nobody on the roster that would take that place, because you got to remember, Case Keenum, he's going into a free agent year, you know, probably not going to be back with the Los Angeles Rams. I don't think I'm breaking any news. I don't think that's something that's that significant for me to say right now. So in that regard, I think Sean Mannion will be back as a backup quarterback.
Well, let's take one more question before we head out of here. And it's actually one you and I have both answered before on our Senior Bowl Rams Report recap. But since it's the Rams mailbag, let's make sure everybody knows the answers. At Dan, Rams fan, wants to know if we could please go over the draft picks we have because everyone thinks we traded the world to get Goff.
Yeah, this is so funny. You know, you look on Facebook, you look on Twitter, and everybody's like, well, we don't have any draft picks. And they're like all very mad about it. But in reality, the Rams are expecting to have no fewer than 8 draft picks. So we can break this down into what this means. All right, so the Rams already have their own second round, 4th round, 5th round, 6th round, 7th round pick. Now, they also have the Ravens 7th round pick. That comes over from the Chris Givens trade, if you remember. That was all the way back in 2015. So how do you get to 8? Well, the Rams are going to have these compensatory picks. Those result from free agent deals. You know, when you lose a free agent, usually you're going to get a compensatory pick back. Those are awarded at the owners' meeting that's going to be in late March this year. It's going to be in Phoenix. So when you get those picks back, get a 3rd round pick, that's going to go to Tennessee. That means the Rams are going to have their own third round pick. That resolves the Goff trade. Then also the Rams are expecting to get a fourth round compensatory draft pick. And there's a possibility that they could get a sixth round compensatory draft pick as well. So again, when you add it all together, it means no fewer than 8 draft picks expected for the LA Rams in 2017.
Definitely good to know. Thank you everybody for your questions. Speaking of draft picks, the combine's coming up at the end of this month. Miles and I will both be there to bring you updates from Indy. And also make sure you stay on the lookout. Interviews with your new staff coming soon to therams.com.